Finally, the initial interviews were over, and Cecilia went up with Miranda to her suite. A white-faced maid brought them a tray of food and hot tea. Miranda stripped off her fencing whites and took a shower, while Cecilia stared out the tall windows to the hummocky country of the Blue Hunt. By the time Miranda came back in, wrapped in a thick quilted robe, Cecilia had her own questions in order.
Miranda, remember when I told you what Peta told me shortly after Bunny died?
Of course. You told me that you thought Peta knew who had killed him, that it was not the new Tex militia.
Is that...
Cecilia, Peta has always been a bit of a bore, you know that.
Yes, but...
He thought himself a man of power. He wanted to improve his status within the Consuline Sept. So naturally, he claimed to have knowledge you didn't have.
You didn't take him seriously?
Not at first, no. He came courting, you see.
Courting?
Yes. Hinting that if I had his protection, I need not fear Hollis's challenge to the will, that I would get to keep Cerealis. He meant he would get Cerealis.
He honestly thought you would marry him?
Apparently. He asked if he could come here. I put him off several times, but finally consented.
But why?
I wanted to know what he knew. How he was so sure he could do what he claimed. It's not the kind of thing you can ask over a comm line, I thought. Yeah, if he visited, I could assess his abilities and intentions better.
But you weren't going to marry him.
Heavens, Cecilia, you do stick like a burr. No, I was not going to marry him. I'm not going to marry anyone. I'm going to fight Harless on Button's behalf and save the inheritance, but I'm not going to marry. I had the best for most of my life. Why would I settle for crumbs now?
I don't know. I just worry.
No need.
Miranda stretched, then strolled over to the pool. Fat orange goldfish rose to the surface and swam nearer.
I'm not crazy. I didn't get my rejuve drugs from the Moralines, and I'm not going to rejuve again. Once I get my children settled...
I thought I'd never get rejuved. Wouldn't have if not for the poison. But I rather like it now.
I understand that. You have more things you want to do. But I'm nominal 40 now. Actual... Well, you know the actuality. And I have another 60 years of health without rejuve. 60 years without Bunny is plenty.
You might find someone else.
And gold might drop from the sky in showers. If I do, I can rejuve then, if I want. But it's not something to plan on. End of discussion, Ceci. Tell me, have you been down to the stables yet?
No.
Then you should. If something happens and Harless ends up with Cerealis after all, you should know if there's anything here you'd like to put a bid on.
Can't believe he'd be stupid enough to shut down the stables.
A horse broke his foot when he was a boy, and then he cracked some ribs falling off into rocks trying to keep up with Bunny. He thinks horses are large, smelly abominations, a drain on the income, which they are, actually. We've never made money off the horses.
Miranda, you're distracting me with horses, and I'm not that foolish. Did you kill Peta on purpose?
Miranda gave Cecilia a long, silent look.
Do you think I would do something like that?
I don't know anymore what people will and won't do. I didn't think Lorenzo would poison me. I didn't think Bunny's brother would terrorize an old lady into giving up her shares. Or that Peta would have Bunny assassinated to get a ministry.
We are not answering each other's questions. And I think that's probably wise. But I will remind you of that old, old rule.
Which one?
A lady is never rude. By accident.
Miranda put a dollop of honey in her tea.
Oh, I needed that.
Sticking a blade into someone's brain and stirring goes beyond mere rudeness.
That's true. But the rule also applies in other situations as well. Cecilia, if you're going to make a fuss, please do so.
You're not even asking me not to.
No. Your decisions are yours, as mine are mine.
What are you going to tell your children?
That Peta died in a fencing accident. They have brains, Cecilia, and imagination. They will put on it what construction they please.
Cecilia ate another jam-filled tart and stared out the window again.
I suppose it sends a message to Hobart.
I hope so.